30 seconds and counting.
Youth Radio rocks.
Oh! Ignition sequence start.
This is
Youth Radio Rocks across the ruddy world. And now, you're listening to Youth Radio Rocks. Youth Radio Rocks. This is Youth Radio Rocks.
What an amazing song. That is Toxic. And in front of me, I have a fine little crew. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. It's Jess's birthday. Happy birthday to you, Jess.
Thank you.
My pleasure. How old are you today?
10.
10. Wow, I remember when I was 10. I was about your age then. Rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely rubbish. I know. So we've got Nina with us as well. Good morning, Nina.
Hello.
Hello. We've got Maisie as well. Good morning, Maisie.
Hi.
Yay. And Lucy.
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready? What's the name of the show?
Super Duper Girl Power.
What's it called, Jess?
Super Duper Girl Power.
Super Duper Girl Power. That sounds like a pretty good show to me. So, what have we got coming up?
I'm going to be talking about Minecraft.
All right. Nina's talking about pets. All right. And then
Maisie's talking about productions.
Productions.
And Lucy's doing a quiz about pets.
This sounds brilliant. What's the quiz all about?
It's all about different things about pets.
Different things about pets. So there's quite a petty theme going on.
Yes.
Next then, we're going to talk to Nina about the pets. First though, let's play this.
Youth Radio Rocks.
Loving that. Dark Side on Youth Radio Rocks. This is the Super Duper Girl Power Show. And I'm loving this already. In front of me is the fantastic Nina. Nina, we're talking about pets.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about pets? What pets have you got?
I have a kitten called Willow and a dog called Snoopy.
Ah, and why did you call it Willow?
Because we couldn't decide on a name because we bought it from our friends. So we couldn't decide on the name. So we were sorting, thinking what just came to us first. And then my sister kept on seeing signs that said like Willow Street. And so she said, oh yeah, let's call it Willow. So we decided to call our kitten Willow.
Pretty lucky we didn't walk past Pooh Street, wasn't it? Which do you prefer? Do you prefer your cat or your dog?
That's me, and I just love them equally.
That's me! But which one, is there one that gets more affection than the other?
I guess Willow gets more affection than the other because recently she has been attacked by a fox.
Oh no, is she alright?
Yeah, she's okay, she didn't die or anything, but she's wounded.
Oh, bless her. Well, I'm sure she'll get better soon. Now, what is your favourite animal in the world?
Probably a dog.
Have you been to something like Longmead's Safari Park?
No.
OMG. Have a word with Mummy and Daddy and say, hey, listen, Ian suggested we go to Longmead Safari Park because there's giraffes, there's lions, there's tigers, there are meerkats. It is so cool. And you drive around in your car and then the monkeys climb over the roof and break things off your car.
I don't think our car can get any more broken.
Brilliant. Now, one final question before we move on. If you could be any animal in the world, what would it be and why?
I would be probably a toucan. They look really pretty and they can fly, so that's the main reason they can fly.
Fair enough. And two can play at that game. No? Right, never mind.
Youth Radio Rocks.
That was brilliant. The song was Billie Eilish on Youth Radio Rocks. Coming up, Maisie with production. Next, though, is George Ezra with Shotgun.
Youth Radio Rocks.
Right, Maisie, we are talking about productions.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, thank you very much for being so polite. So talk to me about productions. Are we talking theatrical productions? Is that what it is?
One of them's theatrical. One of them is a school production that we have changed from Oliver Twist into the girl version, Olivia.
So we've gone from Oliver to Olivia. But yeah. Is it basically the same story?
Yeah. Apart from the fact that Olivia escapes and finds her mother, who never actually died.
Ooh, is that a spoiler?
Well, it's not really a real story, so if you want to call it a spoiler, I guess it is.
Do you know what? I have never seen Oliver. All I know is the bit where he says, please, sir, can I have some more? Is that right?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes, but in Olivia, She asks for less. And luckily, I got to be the main part of Olivia on my birthday.
OMG, how cool was that? And did you like being Olivia?
Yeah, it was quite fun.
What other productions have you been in?
I've been in Les Mis, which was meant to be a senior school play, but they couldn't find anyone for the part of younger Cosette, so they decided to choose me.
You sound pretty lucky. So, I'm guessing then you want to be an actress?
No, I'd rather be a paleontologist.
Where did that come from?
I love dinosaurs.
Who doesn't? Dinosaurs, brah.
I've been studying them since I loved them since I was like five.
I love dinosaurs. My favourite has to be the Stegosaurus.
Mine's probably the Velociraptor.
That's a good choice. It's a good choice. Have you been to the latest editions of Black Gang? Have you seen all the 3D ones?
Yes, but I kind of liked it how it was before.
Yeah, because you could climb over them, couldn't you?
Yeah, and I still like getting sprayed by the...
Oh, I know the one you mean. Yeah, yeah. No, it's fun. So, the ultimate question, I suppose, if you could have been any dinosaur, which one would it be?
Velociraptor. I could beat Layla in cross country and everything.
That's the spirit. Right, well, listen, good luck with your career. If the whole dinosaur thing doesn't work out, I think you'd be brilliant on stage, and I think you have a very promising career in dramatics ahead of you
as well. Is there any chance I could sing Castle in the Cloud in Spanish?
I think we could do that a little bit later in the show. Yeah. Right, here's Planet Patrol.
And goodbye, Ian.
I'm not going anywhere, but thank you very much.
This is Youth Radio Rocks.
That was Planet Patrol, Cheap Thrills on Youth Radio Rocks. Coming up next is a quiz with Lucy. But now, here's Meghan Trainor.
Youth Radio Rocks.
So this is Jess's birthday today, which is fantastic. And this is the Super Duper Girl Power Show. Now, what have we got next, ladies?
We have a popular pet quiz.
A popular pet quiz hosted by Lucy. And I feel a little bit stitched up here because it's myself versus Nina and Maisie.
Yeah. You what? Are an adult.
Yeah.
Do I look like one?
Yeah. You don't act like one, but you are one.
I barely fit that description.
You can't deny it.
No, you're absolutely right. You've got me there. You have got me there. Okay, so how are we going to do this then?
So, I'm going to ask you guys a question and you make your noise and then you...
Try not to fall off the chair.
Question. There's either going to be answers that you can choose or one or you can just randomly guess.
Seven, all right. Okay, what noises do we have to make?
Any noise you want.
We have bong.
Okay.
Okay, so are we ready? So,
yeah.
So I guess we have to make a noise to get asked that question.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's go.
So, what is Britain's most popular pet?
Bong.
A dog.
Correct.
Oh, man. Dang, damn it. All right, next one.
What was the first Blue Peter pet?
Tortoise.
No. Oh. What was the name of the first pet? Blue Peter pet.
Tortoise.
Here's
face?
A hint. Here's a hint. It begins with a P.
Peter.
Bong.
Peter? No.
Petra.
Yes.
Yeah!
Wait, you didn't make the noise, bong.
Oh,
Petra.
Hang on. No way.
That is a point to Maisie and Nina.
No way!
No, I think we should both get half a point.
Yeah, both get half a point.
That is cobblers. You two are cheating already. Outrageous. Right, come on then, next one.
What pet can wink but cannot blink?
Wink but blink?
Oh, yeah. A snake?
Incorrect.
Yes.
Ostrich.
No.
Bong.
You can't have another go.
A fish?
You can't have another go.
Oh, wait.
So,
can we not?
No one gets anything on that one.
The correct answer was a hamster.
Is that right?
What?
Yeah.
They can blink.
I didn't know.
My hamster blinks.
It winks.
It doesn't. It actually blinks.
Well, look, the quiz master's right. So, let's go. Next question.
We'll examine
Jess's body part. Does a horse use to communicate with other horses?
Which one? Sorry, I missed that.
Which body part does a horse use to communicate with other horses?
Bong.
Is it hooves, tails, ears, or a nose?
Bong.
Oh.
I didn't get who that was, so...
Bong!
Yes.
Tail?
No.
Yes.
And ears.
Yes.
Yes, get it down there. That was a lucky guess, wasn't it?
It's, now we're tied.
Oh, it's 1-1 now. We're tied.
No,
it's
1.5 point. 1.5 all.
Okay.
The next question is, what is the most popular pet name? It begins with a B. Who's going to get it first?
Bong.
Yeah.
Ben.
No.
Bertram.
No.
Don't know.
The answer was Bella.
Bella?
Bella.
Bella.
Bella under my umbrella.
I know.
Anyway, never mind about that.
Okay. What country has a place called Rabbit Island? Japan, Australia, Italy, or China?
Bong.
Yes.
I've heard this before. I think that it was Italy.
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm just guessing. What were they? I've got no
Japan,
idea.
Japan, Australia, and China now, because...
Australia.
No.
Oh!
Japan. It was Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Japan.
Okay, how many questions have we got now?
This is the last question, I think.
Last question.
Whoever wins this gets it all.
This is it. The decider. The big one.
What animal was a sacred animal in Egypt?
Oh.
Bong.
A cat.
Correct.
Oh. Oh, no! I knew it!
Maisie and Nina win the competition. Oh. Well done.
God, well done, ladies. Well done. Very, very good. Very, very good.
Very close.
So close.
Well Lucy, played. Brilliant quiz master.
Thank you.
Jess has taken the notes there.
Louis Capelzi, someone you loved.
No adverts. No news. No This is Youth Radio Rocks. Just how we like it.
Louis Capaldi, someone you loved. That's a really nice tune. Ladies, we're back. It's the super duper...
Girl power.
Woo!
Girl power. I should Coco. Right, birthday girl. You wanted to talk about Minecraft.
Yes.
So tell me about it. What is it all about? What's the fascination?
Minecraft is... It's a video game that someone made, and my friend, Jemima, the guy who made Minecraft, I think lives in her town.
Wow.
But Minecraft is lots of bricks, and I've got a little figure at home.
Right, okay.
Of Minecraft stuff. So step one in Minecraft is to get the app. The second thing to do when you get the app is to set it up to make your character. My character name is Jay.
Right, okay. Well, let's say you've got the app, you set your character up, yours is called Jay. Then what do you do? Is it all about building?
So you technically, you have to build a house before night falls.
What do you find really fascinating? What intrigues you? Why do you play it?
The way you can move and the way you can actually play. So it's quite interesting, actually.
It sounds it. I'm going to have to... I've got a PlayStation 4. Will it run on PlayStation?
Yeah, it would work on a PlayStation, actually.
Okay.
So it would work on a computer, it would work on a phone.
Well, look, I'm going to have a look at that on my PlayStation. Thank you very, very much for letting us know about Minecraft.
And we will also pass it over to Lucy.
Next song we're going to play on Youth Radio Rocks is Wake Up by the Vamps.
Youth Radio Rocks.
Youth Radio Rocks, that is Wake Up by the Vamps, which is a favourite from my lovely friends in front of me. Hooray! Now, I've been pestered and hassled all morning for this. So, Maisie, this is going to be cool. I barely know English, but you are now going to sing a little bit of Spanish for us. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm going to sing the first verse of Castle in a Cloud in Spanish.
Whenever you're ready, go for it.
Hey, un castillo en una nube. Me gusta errar y me resta más. No tengo pisos para barrer. No en mi castillo en una nube.
That is very, very good. Where did you learn that?
I got a translating app that is completely accurate. I tested it with the Spanish teacher at school, and I've been practicing memorizing all the verses. The other two verses don't work as well, so I only sing the first verse.
Fair enough. Okay, well, I thought that was absolutely beautiful. Well done. Yeah. Well done.
The next song is Halcyon Colours.
Youth Radio Rocks.
That was very, very loud. That is almost the end of the show. We've got one more song to do, and we'll talk about that in just a second. First of all, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. Sorry? Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah!
Really good.
Going around
it's
the room.
It's been so fun.
Jess.
It's been really good. I've really appreciated it that my friends could actually make this.
It's brilliant.
It's made my day. Absolutely. Made my day.
Fantastic. What a great birthday, eh? That's great. Nina?
This is just probably one of the best birthday parties ever. With all this equipment.
And the mirror ball.
Amazing.
This probably makes my top three birthday parties ever, and it was really fun. Thank you for having us here.
I really, really liked it here.
What's been the most enjoyable part?
Probably just getting to see all the equipment and
putting it all on with
everybody.
It's brilliant.
And the thing is, we often use little sessions like this for building confidence, but you guys have come in here full of confidence anyway. But do you feel like you're a bit more confident in life today?
I feel the same.
Maisie just said
I feel the same.
And if any of your friends, when they start to see this on the internet, when it goes out in a week or so's time, and they're going to say, hey.
Jemima's going to be so jealous.
They're going to say, hey, what was it like? Amazing. What will you say to them?
Amazing.
I'm going to say should have been there. They should have done this. It was amazing.
Alrighty.
We really appreciate it.
No, it's my
pleasure. Thank you so much.
I love doing stuff like this. No,
what's
great.
The next song?
That's what I'm up. Okay, so this is the last song.
Wrecking
Ball
by
Miley
Cyrus.
Let's go.
You're listening to Youth Radio Rocks, a smart station for a smart nation. George Bernard Shaw said, youth is wasted on the young.
We think he was talking Rolex, and we're proving him wrong.
This is Youth Radio Rocks. George Bernard Shaw also said, youth is a four-foot-long tube with a loud noise at one end and no sense of responsibility at the other.
We're going to prove him right.
Youth Radio Rocks.
So we're like this.